the City Commission met in their second regular meeting of May yesterday. They took up a number of issues. One of them was the consideration of how they would recover the $10.1 million necessary to repay the $10.1 million loan the state of Kansas provided that really healed up the electric utility following the polar vortex, the really high energy prices that impacted our purchase power costs. And just for context, we purchased maybe a neighborhood of $18, $19 million worth of purchase power and energy for a year, and in 5 to 7 days ran into $10.1 million in costs. And so, thankfully, the legislature and the city and the governor quickly signed in the ability for the state to use idle funds for low interest loans to municipal utilities that were facing these unprecedented costs. And so, that's a loan. It wasn't a grant, so it's necessary to pay that back over time. The commission had some options. They could have gone back to specifically which users used what power and assessed those costs accordingly. And those would have ranged quite a bit had they done that. But on average, residential accounts would have probably been in the neighborhood of an average of $268. Larger homes or less energy efficient homes would have been higher. More energy efficient homes or smaller energy usage homes would have been a little bit less than that. Commercial accounts, these would have been probably even more widely divergent because you have really small commercial accounts, you have some really large ones. But if you look over all of the city's commercial accounts, it would have averaged just under $5,000 each, for that kind of power and energy cost adjustment for that one point in time had they chosen to go that route. They elected to go a different route, and that was really spreading the repayment of the loan out over time and spreading that across all customers, all classes. And really what it boils down to is a change in our retail rate of our energy charge by 1 cent per kilowatt hour. And so there's a portion of your bill that's a base charge and a portion of your bill that's an energy charge. The portion that's an energy charge, 1 cent for the average residential customer is going to be around $7 increase per month. And then the average commercial increase would be around $50 a month. We believe that within 3 to 3.5 years, the repayment of the state's loan will be complete. And the commission directed staff to move in that direction. You can only change retail rates by ordinance, and so the commission will take up at its next regularly scheduled meeting an ordinance adjusting those rates accordingly.